Well, hello and good morning. I hope that you are enjoying our reset. I am. And that beyond the newsletter, this is becoming a practice for you. I will tell you, it has been a game-changing one for me. And this week, I thought I would come in your inbox with my audio voice, my reset voice, because this is the first part of the day. And I often try to get up before others in my household so I can have my own time daily to reset and to reflect, to pray, to meditate, to get clarity and alignment of where I want to be and what I want to go through for this week. So excuse me if my voice is a little foggy, but this is me being true to the reset. But what I wanted to share with you today as we go into this week is a reflection of my recent reset for the quarter. So one of the things that we've been putting into practice in our company and actually in my personal life has been the 90-day rhythm. And you're going to hear more about that as we go along this journey together. But it's been so powerful for us. When you think about goals, when you think about milestones and making progression as leaders, there's certain habits that leaders have that enable them to not just perform, but also be on purpose. And one of the things that we believe in is this 90-day rhythm that allows us to go after certain goals, focused in a way that allows us to measure that over 12 weeks. And then at the end of the 12 weeks, we celebrate what we've done. We reflect on what didn't happen. We talk about our goals. We keep them. We may combine them. We may drop them. And I encourage our team to take a time to reset. And recently, as we're shifting into the last quarter of this year, I had my reset for the last quarter. And I took some time to get away for a day. I had some extra points on my credit card, and I got away to spend the night at a hotel down the street. I know that that is a luxury that some of us can't afford. It may not even be a financial situation of being able to afford it. It may be more about the fact that the time you have in the moment is not available to you because of your responsibilities with your children, with your spouse, with your parents, even with work. And I understand that. But what I'm encouraging you to do is to create your own rhythm and make it a priority. Why? Because great leaders, which you are, no matter what your title is, leadership is a mindset. It's about creating a vision and rallying other people around it. No matter where you are right now, you have the power to lead from within. That means that you have the opportunity to create the world that you want to live in because you took the time to be the architect of it. And that is something that is a habit that we don't often hear about because we tend to be more reactionary. So let me tell you about what my reset looked like. I took that day, I spent the night in the hotel, and I took that extra day off. And sometimes my reset, and again, this is a new habit for me over this last year, is about relaxation. It's about decompressing, and it's about, you know, spa and taking time to just mellow out. And I always have a portion of that in it. In my reset, there's always sleep. I always find time to exercise because that to me connects me back to my mental sharpness and it connects me back to my health and my why. There's always some stillness. A lot of times I don't have television on or I don't have, sometimes I use music, but I really try to listen. But this one was a different one. It was about strategy. It was about clarity. And I also took the time, part of my reset was to make some connections with some people I hadn't talked to in a while. And I'll tell you, I had a sister girlfriend who I had a conversation with that was game changing. And that conversation set the stage for where I was in that moment and where I was to go. And I don't believe that that conversation would have happened. Definitely not at the strategic time that I needed it to happen had I not taken this strategic pause, this time to reset. And as I go into this next quarter, as you go into the last quarter of this year, I want to encourage you through this newsletter to find your time to reset. Find your time to step away and be still. Find your time to get clear on what matters. There's a lot of noise. There's a lot of things you could do with your time. There's a lot of things that people want you to do for them with your time. But the goal is to get clear on your purpose, your why, and what is that? What is the win that's going to matter the most in the next 90 days? I'm going to be talking to you more about the 90-day rhythm because it is extremely powerful. It is a game changer. And I've lived it. I coach it. Our team operates by it. But for today, as you step back in this moment in time, I encourage you to use whatever moments you have. It may be 15 minutes before you wake up. It may be at the end of the day. It may be in the afternoon when the kiddos are taking their naps. It may be in the car as you're coming back from the grocery store and before you enter the door and everyone's after you for dinner and bedtime rituals and all of those things. It may be a time where you can set a half a day or even a weekend. Take the time to unplug. Create not a moment, but create a habit, because the benefits enable you to lead like none other and to have that clarity that it directs you in the way that you want to go and that you're going to be able to create lasting change. And it feels so good to invest in you first, not about being selfish, but because you want to give your best. You have to be fueled. You have to be filled. And I hope that this newsletter and today's little message to you is that you have the power to create the time that will enable you to be fueled, to be filled, and to be ready to move in purpose, move in clarity, and to accomplish the things that matter most in your life. You're not a victim of time. You have the ability to lead the time in your life, but you've got to take it back. And so my challenge to you this week is take it back. I love you. I'm excited for this newsletter. I'm excited for our community. Please don't be selfish. Share the reset with others. Again, it's more than the content. It's about creating a mindset and creating a habit that's going to transform your life. I promise. Looking forward to seeing you next time. Have a great week.